Hello, you lot. Guess who? No, don't tax yourself, because you never will, and I'm not going to wait around here while you try. No fear. I'll tell you who I am, and then we'll see what's what, and count the startled faces as they draw into expressions of disbelief. I'm an axe murderer. Ha ha, says you. Says who? Says me. Hey, you hear that? Well, it's my axe, so you can forget your sneers and catcalls. Herewith, one axe murderer. Point proved. Now, you're not sneering so much now, are you? Taking a little bit more notice, are we? Well, I don't blame you, because as an axe murderer, one does enjoy a certain pleasurable rarity value when all is said and done and the heads are counted. Oh, that's a little joke. For make no mistake, there's no pigeonholing me in some vast and all-encompassing block of banal generality. No squeezing me in with the boring and mundane who fight in class divisions with timid fury to gain some meager show of underdog ascendancy over each other. Nope. Neither upper, middle, nor lower class is the axe murderer, for terror and insanity respect no lines of superficial value. Classless, non-aligned, indifferent to bank accounts and rigid social structures, those who deal in axes deal in equality, in the rights of man to enjoy, if not a classless birth, then certainly a death equal to that of the grandest duke or king. A king who, finding fortune in the heights of privileged awakening to life, may receive his social solace in the purge of my axe. No, I'm not classy. Not a baker either, nor a carpenter, not a mason, hardly a Catholic by heavens, and certainly not a member of Rotary. But I'm not unemployed either. I have my axe, and when I'm not engaged in actual combat, senseless and malign slaughter of innocent people, I can sharpen my axe. And then, as prowling, sneaking, looming, lurking, casting shadows dimly in soft-scented woodland paths such as that on which I currently stand, catching my breath, savouring the air, a creep with mystery and movement, and very nasty too when you have to hang about too long of a winter's night, waiting for that homeward-bound girl guide who missed the last bus home, they always said she would, and took the woodland shortcut, they always said she shouldn't, and ending up as newsy meat on your front pages over tomorrow's breakfast flakes, and her so clean and quiet, say the neighbours, collecting funds for charity and keeping herself to herself. Have you noticed? They always keep themselves to themselves, say the neighbours. That is, by the time they get into print, they do. And then, dead as a doornail by then, and in no position to deny anything. It's always the same, and it's only because those neighbours are so rotten boring that they simply fail to notice the victim's existence until she is so many meaty chops. And then the newspapers bustle round and ask, what was she like, this senselessly slaughtered girl guide? And the neighbours say to themselves, good heavens, they didn't know she was a girl guide, and they don't know what she was like. And then they go ahead and invent the simplest personality which comes to hand. She kept herself to herself. And was quiet. God, the neighbours. However, as I say, I'm not unemployed, so that's another grouping you can stuff. Because if you don't call this hard work, then just you jolly try it. Lugging a dirty great axe about for hours on end, and small thanks anyway, and me with the risks I'm taking, and my chest on the weak side, and it's all for you to read about tomorrow. Well, no wonder there aren't many of us around. Jolly good, says you. Ha ha, and I don't blame you. No, keep 'em down, I say. Let's see more of my kind in court pleading not guilty on legal aid and spinning it out for weeks on end. Oh, yes, but getting it in the neck in the end. Oh, yes, good, says I. Let's keep a bit of rarity value, please. A bit of individuality, thank you. Give them their just deserts. Only leave me out of it. Leave me alone, please, if you don't mind. Oh, wait a moment. Just a minute, half a tick. Prey approaching, I should say. And if you don't mind, I'll bound behind a convenient tree and watch for he or she who claims that golden title, Victim of the Day. Oh, a word. As I pounce, as I leap, I usually scream. Not a pleasant sound, to be frank, but it is rather expected of me. So, be warned, eh? Ah! Oh, what a nice dog.
Come here, you silly bitch. Come and sit down, for heaven's sake.
A nice dog, I say. I'm pleased to meet you. Have a fine evening, sir.
Sit. Yes, he's not a bad old thing. A bit excitable.
Yes, that's nice.
Mm. I presume you're after firewood, are you?
I beg your pardon?
Wood. Chopping wood with the axe.
Oh, yes. To chop the jolly logs, flickering hearth and things.
Yes. Dead wood only, I hope.
Mm? Dead? Chop the wood, chips and splinters. No blood.
No.
Certainly not.
No. Well, that's fine. I think I'll just walk on then.
Oh, right.
a nice talking to you.
Oh, my pleasure, sir.
All right. Here I go. Come on. Good night to you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye, doggy.
Well, that's rather done it. I mean, well, you know now, don't you? One pound, you say. One measly, licky dog, and he's out heaving wood for a living. A sudden, ignominious end to his claimed craft of neck-slashing. Coward, you say. Slinky back down, and mind you don't trip over your axe. All right, I'll admit it. It's never worked. Not ever. Axe murderer? Mary Poppins. It's never come off. Well, now it's out. Bloody dog. I've tried. That's true. But, of course, you couldn't care because you're only interested in fact and palatable fiction. Deeds, not hopes and aspirations. I mean, if I stood out here and said I'm trying to be an axe murderer, but actually I find it rather difficult, well, you wouldn't want to know, would you? Eh? Scratch and yawn, blow raspberries, hiss, bring back Jack the Ripper, push off Goldilocks. I know all about you and your newspapers. Police net axeman tree nutter. Logging charge. Yawn and turn the page, do the crossword, and someone must want to know. Someone. People want successes, you see, not failures. They'd prefer successfully good, of course, but failing that, successfully bad will do. And if you have no successes, then back under your heading, back in your class, back under the title which fits you best. Inadequate, misunderstood, harmless. Back under the feathery wings of that bird. And the point is, you see, I know I could be so good. I could be so good at it if once I got into the swing of things, got broken in, so to speak. I'd give you blood on a Monday when things are quiet and the silly season's down and stories fall like leaves in an editorial autumn. I'd do it. Give them the chance, I would. Give them the chance, I'd be your man, your monster, your hero. Oh, well. Watch it. Watch it, old boy. One door closes and another ship comes home, with your sleeping on the job, resting on your axe. Two for the price of one, and no rotten dog to gnaw my ankles. Back into the bushes, oh fearsome one, and I'll bear your blade.
1,000.
Dear.
Louise, I said 1,000.
Yes, I know, dear.
1,000 paces, and you have not said a single word.
Well, I wasn't going to ask for elaboration.
Well, I've told you anyway.
So you have, Melanie, dear.
And that makes you a very boring person to walk with, I've decided.
Yes, dear.
It's very unfortunate that you are so boring to walk with.
Oh, awfully.
Yes, awfully.
But, Melanie, dear, you have said not a single word either.
I was counting.
Oh. Well, dear,
whatever do you suppose he is?
I'm afraid I've no idea.
Right.
He keeps on grunting at us.
Yeah, I know. It's rather odd.
Rather.
He's doing it again.
Yes, he is.
I say.
Have you just come from somewhere or something?
Somewhere?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Well, are you from a home or something?
I don't understand.
He's not very bright.
No, we mean, are you... Oh, I don't know.
An escapee?
Exactly. Have you escaped from somewhere?
Certainly not.
Oh.
But anyway,
Don't you try and run.
I beg your pardon?
Run, don't try and run.
Oh, no.
Certainly not.
Oh. We don't want to, you see.
We're not very big runners.
No?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't stop you running away if you wanted to. Well, that is, I could, but, well, you could try anyway.
No, thank you.
Oh.
High heels, you see.
High heels?
And handbags.
Earrings.
Makeup.
What?
Girls are just no good at running, you see. Too overloaded.
Yes, yes, I see.
They were frightfully sorry and all that.
No.
Perhaps someone else will run for you if you ask them nicely.
Oh, yes. Show them your little axe.
Of course, your little axe. Yes, I'm sure that would do it.
Yes, well, it doesn't, you see. It doesn't do anything of the sort. Not at all.
No.
Oh, dear.
And it's all very well being sympathetic, but it puts me in a very awkward situation.
Oh, I'm sure.
Must do.
Well, then.
Well, then?
I mean, I've got to do something.
Oh, yes.
Certainly.
Right, good.
Super.
Well, who'd like it first, then?
Hmm?
Who's going to get it, then?
It? What it?
The chop.
The chop?
Yeah, you see, I've got to chop you.
Chop us?
Legs, arms, things.
Things?
Well...
Chop?
Well,
I should say.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear is right. Quite right. No, darling, I rather feel that our little friend here is trying to tell us that he's really a killer.
Not a very good one.
No, no, you're right. I'm not a very good one, and that's the whole trouble. I just don't seem to be able to get in the practice I need. I can't seem to get underway, if you know what I mean.
Well, you're certainly not getting underway all over us.
Certainly not.
Well, you've got no jolly say in it. You've got nothing to do with it. If I want to chop you, I'll go ahead and chop you. And it serves you right, because I told you, I warned you, I begged you to run away, nearly, and here you are still, and I don't care what you say, I'm going to rotten chop you.
Her first.
What?
Bitch. I bags her first. I got it in before she did, so you can't deny me that, because it wouldn't be fair.
No, it wouldn't.
So? Her first. Go on.
Well, come on, little man. Do at least have a go at it. I'm really jolly vulnerable. All meaty and fleshy. And no little axe to bonk you back with.
Go on, mannequin.
It's difficult.
Oh, everything's difficult until you try. Then it's quite easy.
She's quite right, you know. Think of me as a little obstacle course. Or a joint of beef. Or something.
A spare rib?
Well, I need a little passion first, a little fury, a little something to take me out of myself, to wake the very devil in me.
Oh, you are difficult.
Never mind, dear. If you want a little passion, there's my leggy wags, all horrid and bare and jolly. Jolly choppable.
Oh, good. How awfully sporting of you, Melanie.
Go on, then. Have a go.
Oh, go on.
About here.
Oh, higher, darling. Much higher. Give him a little passion, do.
Here, then.
Chop, little man.
Hack, dear.
Hacky, wacky.
Hacky, wacky, nacky.
Hacky, wacky, nacky.
Hacky, wacky, nacky. Hacky, wacky.
Please stop.
Not much of an axe murderer.
More like a computer programmer, an inspector for the RSPCA.
I hate the RSPCA. It's just, I try. God knows I try. I prowl and leap. I scream. I raise the axe and steel myself. Prepare and clench the knuckles white on curving haft. I raise the axe.
And you fail.
Yes, I fail.
What a boring little man he is.
Oh, darling.
Well, he is, aren't you? Aren't you a boring little man with your boring little axe? There we are. He's nodding.
I try, though.
Yeah, he says he tries.
Doesn't get anywhere, though, do you?
No, I don't get anywhere.
Well, then. Come on, Louise. Let's go home and have some tea.
I'm sure he only needs some encouragement.
What?
Well, I bet if you had someone egging you on, you could do much better, couldn't you? I mean, if you had a team leader or something.
I don't know.
Well, of course you could. I bet you'd be much, much better with a little encouragement.
Louise, do let's leave him.
Well, wait a minute, dear. I mean, just you have a think for a minute.
Have a think about what?
Be quiet!
What are you talking about, dear?
Well, it's only a little thought, but... I, after all, why not? I mean, He might be a little man, but that doesn't mean he'd be all that boring. He might even be interesting.
Darling, is this an idea you just had?
I think it is. I really think it is.
Oh, good. I mean, that's jolly important.
Look,
be quiet. Well, when you think about it, he'd be a whole lot better than a cat or something. We could do a lot.
You're right. We could.
I could think of an awful lot of things he could do for us.
Look, as I'm not going to chop you, I think I'd better go.
No.
What do you mean, no?
She means no.
But look, I don't know what you're both on about, but I don't like it one little bit. You're not being nice. You can't just treat me like an I don't know what.
Well, we can't treat you as anything other than a you don't know what. You're too boring.
Oh.
Well, be honest. You're not a very awe-inspiring axe murderer, are you?
Well, I...
Be honest.
Look at yourself. You have to admit you are not a success.
No, all right. No, I'm not a success, but I am a man, and I do have rights and things.
Well, of course you do, dear. Bags of rights.
And that's why we've decided to take you home with us.
You what?
Yes, home, my little axe murderer.
With your little axe.
But I have a home.
What home?
I have a room, a nice room. It's quiet, and nobody bothers me, and they serve breakfast.
Well, now you're coming home with us.
But
you can make yourself useful.
Huh? Do some cooking. Can you cook?
Well, yeah, I can cook. They taught me how to cook once.
Super. And if we ask you nicely, you can use your little axe.
My axe?
Oh, yes.
Come along then, little man.
Tuck your axe away for now.
But my room, my wood.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh. What's your name, by the way?
Me? I'm Lionel.
Well, then, Lionel. Come along.
Come along with us.
Would you care for a cup of coffee, Melanie?
It's getting dark, Lionel.
Yes, Melanie, but it's not quite, though. Still a glimmer of light clinging to the darkened branches of leafless trees, so to speak.
Oh, don't.
A cup of coffee?
I presume you've made one anyway.
Well, I thought whilst Arsene was in the kitchen.
Bring it here.
Yes, right, jolly good. Waste not, want not.
Keep your platitudes for the kitchen.
Right. One for Louise. Will she be returning soon?
How on earth should I know?
No, sugar, Melanie?
No.
Milk?
Yes.
I've made some biscuits.
Well, for God's sake, get away from me, you boring little man.
Right, I just thought...
Oh, no, I don't want to know what that brain of yours thinks. I just want to ignore you completely, unless by some unforeseeable accident you do something interesting, which is extraordinarily unlikely.
Yes, Melanie.
Well, look. You really are a very bad axe murderer, you know.
Yes, I know, but I did warn you.
Well, we had been hoping for some improvement. A show of enthusiasm, at least.
Yes, I know, but I do try.
Well, do you? Do you really try? I mean, just what are you doing right now? Here it is, pitch black outside by any reasonable murderer's standards, and there's a whole city out there just begging to have limbs chopped off its inhabitants, and here you are pottering about like some invalid maid wearing that silly apron and that even sillier expression. I just don't know why we bother with you.
No, Melanie.
Now listen to me, my little axe-wielding Fanny Craddock. I want you to tell me exactly what it is that you are supposed to enjoy most in the world.
Senselessly slaughtering innocent people, Melanie.
No, it won't work, Lionel. I mean, you say the right words and all that, but really, you don't mean it, you know. You don't seem to be able to pour yourself into your job like ordinary career men do. No passion. No guts.
Right, Melanie. Guts it is, or guts it will be, rather.
No, it won't work. It really won't. You just don't seem to have enough devotion to evil in you.
I have devotion to you, Melanie.
Oh, good God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've overstepped myself.
Yes, you jolly did.
No, it was a mistake, an error, a slip for which I seek your pardon. I had not intended to make such a declaration.
You're quite right, too.
No, it's true. I overstepped myself.
Well, then.
Yes.
I mean, it's not as if you ever gave me any reason to encourage you.
No.
You never do anything for me.
No. Well, I cook for you a biscuit.
Well, that's just rubbish. I mean, really do something for me.
something with your axe. For me.
No, no, I fail there, or well, I have done so far.
Well, then. You see, nice girls like a little excitement in their lives. A touch of the unusual. Something bizarre. A little blood and stuff.
Oh, I know that, Melanie.
Some achievement to share with their man. Bloodstained shirts to wash, newspaper cuttings to read and file in a nice little book. Little interest, you see?
Interest?
Oh, but you. You're about as interesting as a lump of coal and about as terrifying as Donald Duck.
More coffee, Melanie?
Oh, no, you don't, my boy. You're not crawling out of prowling the streets tonight. I want some action out of you, and for heaven's sake, let's have a little enthusiasm this time.
But I always do go out prowling, Melanie.
Only because Louise and I forced you to. And God knows the nights we've spent hunched over the TV waiting for a newsflash about you. Or how many ghastly old films we've sat through hoping for an urgent message about old ladies being done to death. And it never happens, never. We take you in off the street.
I had my room, Melanie.
Off the streets, or as good as. And we bring you into our home out of the goodness of our hearts, expecting only a little interest in return. And what do we get? Do we get blood? Do we get murder and stop presses in the paper? Do we?
You said you liked my cooking.
I lied. It's boring, and so are you.
Yes, I know.
Well, then, we need some fire in our lives, Lionel. Don't you see?
I do. You want something terrible.
Exactly. Something rather terrible and jolly. I mean, God knows we've sent you to the very best parts of town. And time and again we've told you not to come back until you've something to show us. Anything. A blooded hand.
Mine or someone else's?
Who gives a damn? But the point is, what have you achieved?
Well, there was a paragraph in the Courier.
I would have thought that even your optimism would have given up on that one. One paragraph about an axe found on a number 7 bus. You surely don't claim any credit for losing your murder weapon.
Well, not lose my weapon, not really.
If you mean everyone knew where to find it, I quite agree. But going back to collect it wouldn't have been very bright, would it?
Well, it was only a suggestion.
It was a very stupid suggestion. And if we hadn't gone with you to buy a new one, you'd probably have come back with a chainsaw or something.
Wouldn't?
Well, anyway, I'm getting quite tired. So just you jolly go out and lay into someone helpless, please.
I'll try. I really will. But it just doesn't seem to work very well for me. I feel like a monster when I leave you to roam the many terraced streets and all that, but nothing ever seems to go my way. I never have any luck.
It's not a question of luck. Really nasty men make their own luck.
Well, you're right. It's just, well, I can't seem to bring myself to face the reality of my own hatred and natural violence. It's all very fine in principle and very easy in my mind. I can have a good chop up in my head, but doing it actually
you fail.
Yes, I do, rather.
Hello, Melanie, dear.
Hello, darling. Have a nice time.
Awful. How's Dr. Crippen?
Oh, good evening, Louise.
Dr. Crippen spent a nice morning sharpening horrifically at his new shiny axe and then made some biscuits.
Ooh, ferocious beast.
Well, it's getting beyond a joke, and I've jolly been telling him so.
Good for you. How did he take it?
Look, I'm still in the room. You can't keep talking about me as if I wasn't here.
He didn't take it very well, I see.
All the usual excuses about reality and imagination.
Oh, he is dreary.
Jolly.
We'll send him away.
What?
Well, I've been thinking about that.
So have I, dear. I'm fed up with watching television newsies. I mean, he's never on.
It's dark out.
I've been telling you that for half an hour.
Yes, well, it is now, so I'd better just take my axe and go out and go out.
Well, just you do something this time.
Think me, Lionel.
I will this time. My axe is sharp as sharp, and my mind is made up, and my blood cries out for action.
Well, go on then.
Right.
And for God's sake, hide your axe.
Yes, right.
And let's have something in time for the 9 o'clock news, please.
I'll do my very best.
Well, go on then.
Right.
Do you think you'll ever do anything?
I doubt it, dear. But you never know.
No, you never do.
What's on the telly?
Oi! Oi, you!
I beg yours.
Off again, are you? Off on your rounds?
I beg your pardon.
Like, out after a little business, are you?
Business?
Yes, you know. Chop, chop,
oh,
eh?
Oh, my God.
Hey?
I can call the police.
Go on, then. And tell them you're carrying an axe at this time of night, just in case you want to cut your toenails.
Oh, my God.
Well, then.
Oh, my God.
Now, don't go getting all repetitive for no reason. I'm not going to do you no harm. Oh, you do what you like, mate. And stick one in for me if you fancy.
Who are you?
Percy's the name, old friend. Percy.
Percy who?
Oh, just Percy will do. Second names don't apply in our game, do they?
Our game?
That's right.
Oh. What do you want, then?
Chat. Just a chat.
What about?
Getting on all right with Melanie and Louise, are we?
What?
Nice girls. Two of the best, in a manner of speaking.
You don't know Melanie. You can't do.
No. Oh, well, please yourself.
How do you know them?
Well, the question is, how do you know them?
No, it's not. It's not the question at all.
Well, I say it is, but never mind. Fancy a drink?
No, I just want to know who you are.
All right, well, let's say I'm a professional like yourself.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes, I bleed in
hand. Not with an axe. Not with an axe, please.
Oh, calm. No, not an axe. More of a subtlety for me, like. A bit more quiet.
But you do...
Oh, yes, I does them in. Poison. I use his poison.
Good Lord.
Yes, a bit of back-taking, I know.
It is. I mean, it certainly is. And I'm very pleased to make your acquaintance. How do you do?
Nicely. And I admit it's not every day I bumps into an axe murderer.
Oh, well.
No, credit where it's due.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
But, Percy, may I call you such?
My guest.
Thank you. Well, Percy, how is it that you have plumbed the depths of secrecy with which my actions have been enshrouded, so to speak?
No trouble. Brotherly interest, that's all. I know all about you and Louise and Melanie and your little night jaunts, because I stayed with that pair once.
No, you didn't.
Did. Same terms as yourself, I imagine.
Oh, my heavens, no.
You careful, old chum. You've lost your axe.
I just can't believe it.
Here we are. Stick it back up your Macintosh.
Oh, thank you.
Less brazen like that, if you know what I mean.
Same terms as myself.
Yes, mate. Perform or push off?
I don't perform.
Well, you'll have to push off, then. I know those two. They like a bit of excitement, they do. A bit of something unusual. That's why you're in there. They picked me up after a bit of a failure in a cafe they used to slam at. I was chef de hotel, so to speak, and I just tried out something nasty on the soup du jour. Had half a clientele jamming the toilets all night. Made quite a hit with Melanie, that did.
Oh, yes, she'd like that.
Oh, tickle they were. And when they sussed I'd been trying it deliberate, like, they took me back with them, just like that.
Yes, well, I understand now.
Oh, comfy too, I was.
Oh, God, comfy too. No, look, I must apologise. I don't mean to begrudge you your pleasures, your conquests. No, it's just, well, to be honest, I had expected more of Melanie. Less random empathy, if you take my meaning.
No.
Well, I just don't reckon there'd been such freedom of...
Hospitality, like.
The word.
Oh, well, they were quite free with it. So long as I kept trying to poison people.
And did you?
Not really, not with any success, like... I turned the greens blue once when they had a dinner party. I was sort of chef again. But everyone said it was very interesting, and didn't I cook lovely?
So you had to push on?
I did.
And if I don't produce?
You do the same, like the others.
Others? Oh, God, no, not others.
Oh, yes, mate, they were others, all right.
Oh, no, this is like a nightmare, a rotten nightmare.
You don't seem to be doing you much good, do I?
What others? Tell me about the others.
Keep it down,
don't
mate.
Tell me.
All right. Only don't make such a noise, right?
Right, all right.
Well, there's been others staying with those two before you and before me.
Axe murderers, any of them?
Well, no, I don't think there was. Oh, you'd be the first with an axe.
Oh.
Now, one was an electrician, I know that. Now, I met him down the pub one night, and him and me got chatting, and by and by, it all came out about staying with Louise and Melanie. Quite pleasant it was, having a drink and a chat like that.
Yes, it sounds nice.
Oh, yes. And anyway, It turned out there'd been quite a few of us staying there at one time or another. He used to keep an eye on the place and saw him coming and going.
Oh, God.
What none of us ever really produced, though. Funny, that. Us all failures, like.
Yes, funny.
So we all had to go in the end, one after the other.
I thought I was special.
No, old son, none of us is that. Not special.
I thought they liked me.
Oh, they probably do. They probably do. Today. Watching telly now, are they?
Yes, yes. Waiting for the news.
Yes, they often did that. With the others. Mine was a bit closer to home, like.
I suppose so.
Yes, well, so, I still keeps a bit of an eye on the old place. And I thought, well, I watched you and I thought...
You wanted to warn me.
Best not get too involved. Best to know, like.
Yes, yes, best to know.
Willie?
I could kill someone.
Yes, mate, and so could I. So could we all. You all right, old son?
Yes, yes, I'm all right. Perhaps I will have that drink.
Why not, old chum? And if you're worried about smelling a booze when you get back, I can always give you a peppermint.
No peppermint, thank you, but I will have a drink.
A drink it is, mate. Make us all feel better.
I see the light shining. The light and the warmth of the flat. And me out here. While they sit up, waiting. Waiting. Perhaps they tell themselves I'm on the late night news. And so they'll sit through the epilogue and hope for a late night flash. Carrion. Vultures. I will be frank, I had considered myself beyond disappointment. Hope for nothing, and nothing rises to hurt you, so I had thought. I was wrong, though. Double wrong. I had hopes for that position into which fate cast me in a moment of that woodland meeting. Real hopes of that life with Louise and Melanie. Who knows what dreams flitted, formless, but with a secret texture of magnificence across my mind. What dreams unknown. A future. A future for me. Someone by me to say, hello. Anything. Someone knowing who you are. Someone knowing more of you than your eyes simply tell. Someone to know you. Oh, I bring tears to my eyes. Pardon me. Oh, but foolish old axe murderer, you. Upon what shifting sand of undependable dust was this hope based? There was simply an interest in my performance, in the things I did or could do, in my talent for drawing with my deeds and words reaction from the coarsest, most overworn nerves. Just that, no more. And no more even promised. But still I foolishly hoped. People. Melanie. Oh, this bittering, shimmering, terrible world of people. I think I might cry again. No, control, Lionel. Well, my fault, because I suppose it was clear from the start that mere whim and fancy linked me to these two birds of paradise, these carrion. I simply chose, as many do, to blind my eyes to truth with the hopeless balms of self-delusion. Sweet immediacy. I just never saw. And now I've bumped into reality, and it hurts. Stings my awakened pride, lashes my soul with welts of impenetrable agony. Oh, I'm getting my axe all rusty. Well, the ladies have had other performers, other clowns for their dull, clownish world, other flowers of manhood to climb their weak trellis work of fancy, to tumble as I know I must tumble when the edifice of their interest has collapsed in weary ruins. Has gone, for I know I can't kill. I can't kill for them. I think I always knew I never could, never should. And thus my time is coming, my hour approaches, itself an executioner of happiness. Back, Lionel, to those rooms, oh, those boring, bare rooms with their faceless furniture, their empty walls, their echoing loneliness, to those
grey, dead streets, Lionel, to that uninterested world. Old son. But not tonight, Lionel. Not tonight. You have yet a claim on this world, and the game has still to be played out. So play it to the end, Lionel. To the end.
Oh, good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Lionel.
Melanie,
no.
I mean,
I don't want you to tell me your excuses, Lionel. We've heard them all before.
Yes.
I know you didn't do anything for us last night.
No, Melanie.
I watched right through the epilogue, so I know.
I didn't manage.
No, you didn't manage. And I'm afraid that Louise and I have become just the teeniest bit bored with you not managing. We will not keep on someone who cannot perform.
No point.
Exactly. Absolutely no point. So I'll tell you what we're going to do, Lionel. We're going to give you that final chance. Heaven knows why, but we decided that after watching the epilogue. One last chance. Tonight. Something tonight, or out you will go, Lionel. Out.
Back where I came from.
Back wherever you jolly like, only out. Is that clear?
It's clear to me, Melanie.
So then?
I'll go out tonight, Melanie. I'll try tonight. I'll really try and do it tonight. For you.
Well, just you do. See to your acts this morning, and then you can make yourself useful in the kitchen, and then tonight.
I will do it this time, Melanie. I will kill tonight. I know that I can do it now. I know it.
Will you, Lionel?
I'll do it. For you, Melanie.
Another Vicky, Louise.
It's been 3 hours.
More.
Do you think he'll actually do something?
No, I don't.
It is his last chance. He doesn't know that.
Oh, yes, he knows it all right. I made it jolly clear.
But you don't think it'll make any difference?
No. I almost thought so earlier today.
What happened?
Well, he seemed to change briefly. Became less evasive, less colourless, I suppose. I don't know. It was almost as if he had finally found a little determination.
Oh, well. Perhaps there's some hope after all, then.
No, not now. I don't think so. It didn't last. I mean, you saw him this evening. He was just as drab as ever, oh dear. Vicky?
No, I didn't ought to.
No, go on. Lionel made them before he went. You can't turn down a farewell present.
Oh, all right. So it almost seems a shame he's going.
Louise!
Well, he does cook quite nicely.
Darling, the whole world cooks quite nicely. Cooking quite nicely is not at all interesting.
No, I suppose not.
And Lionel's not at all interesting either.
No, you're quite right, dear.
Well, watch the film.
I think it's ending.
Just as well, too. I still haven't found the plot.
I think it really has one, dear. It's not that old.
Well, I think I'll just see if there's a late news or anything, and then I'm going to bed.
Poor old Lionel.
Poor old nothing. Do turn it up a bit, dear.
Here is an urgent police message.
Oh, I
A man sent to the London police station a short time ago and claimed to have committed a murder which has yet to take place.
My God, it must
the man
be Lionel.
The people concerned ought to give his own name other than his Christian name, Lionel.
Lionel.
But claimed to have administered poison to 2 people a short time before.
Poison?
Refusing to say how long. The police say they are treating the matter seriously. They warn that the poison has been added to some shortbread biscuits and ask anyone who has been in contact with this man to telephone 999 immediately.
Did you hear?
I heard.
The man said
biscuits. Shortbread bloody biscuits, darling.
The Axe Murderer was written by Nicholas Rowe, with Peter Sallis as Lionel, Angela Pleasance as Melanie, Richenda Carey as Louise, Ronald Herdman as Percy, and Esmond Ridard as the man. The programme, which came from Bristol, was produced and directed by Mary Price.